broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Would his notoriety translate into real votes again? The answer is yes. A resounding yes.
Former President Donald Trump wins the Iowa caucus.
I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together.
Ron DeSantis won the coveted battle for second place over Nikki Haley.
People want to have hope for this country's future. And that's what we represent.
The kindness of Iowans will never be lost on me.
Vivek Ramaswamy suspended his campaign. Matt Piper, CBS News, Des Moines.
The House and Senate will vote Tuesday on a short-term spending bill just a few days before the current spending authority expires. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries made clear that this is something that he supports, so it's likely that Democratic support will be needed to get it cleared over on the House side.
The deal would fund the government through early March. Parts of the South are getting sub-zero temperatures and snow, and that's a rarity. This driver in Nashville says just slow down.
At least four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, not going to be too bad if you just take your time. That's the biggest thing. Traction is everything. Spinning is bad.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the Arctic cold has been causing numerous flight delays.
Delays and cancellations racking up in Houston, Denver, Dallas, Chicago, Nashville, as snow, ice, and polar frigid temperatures impact operations across the country.
At the primetime Emmys, HBO's Succession was a big winner in its fourth and final season. It won for Best Drama. Kieran Culkin won for Best Actor in a Drama for his portrayal of Roman Roy in the series.
I have to thank my mom for giving me life and my childhood, which was great. So thank you for that.
Quinta Brunson won the Emmy for Best Actress in a Comedy for the show she created, ABC's Abbott Elementary. She's the first black woman to win that award in more than 40 years. The Buffalo Bills have advanced in the NFL playoffs.
Time runs out. The Bills advance. They win in the wild card round for the fourth consecutive year.
Jim Nantz with the call on CBS. The Bills beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17 in snowy Buffalo. Many of the world's richest and most powerful people are now in Davos, Switzerland for the annual World Economic Forum. The event expected to be dominated by discussions about climate change, conflict, particularly in Ukraine and Gaza, and the risks and opportunities presented by artificial intelligence. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday Tuesday. Arctic air is forecasted to keep highs in the single digits through Tuesday. A bipartisan bill would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana. Under the bill, anyone with less than 14 grams would not face criminal charges but would have to pay a $100 fine. It would also lower the penalties for being caught a second time. Several Wisconsin cities have already decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana. Assembly Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers advance in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a stunning win. Green Bay 48-32 over the heavily favored Cowboys in Dallas. Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love threw three touchdowns and had nearly a perfect quarterback rating of 157.2.
It's been a long season. We've been counted out. Can't say enough how proud I am of everybody in the locker room.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the loss.
I don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean, you got to give Green Bay credit. They came in here hot, and yeah, we're hurting.
Team owner Jerry Jones.
The coaching to the players to what's around the corner on a personal basis, I'm floored.
The Packers face the 49ers on the road Saturday night, 7:15 in the divisional playoffs. NBA, the Bucks with a 144-143 win in overtime against the Sacramento Kings. Damian Lillard coming up with a huge three-point winning shot at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory continues thanks to wind chills around 25 below zero and that gusty west wind. Mostly cloudy skies, lows near the 10 below mark. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, just barely above zero, and the wind chills as cold as 20 to 30 below. Right now, it's 5 below.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Luke Mathers on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful, frozen downtown Waukesha. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. Of course, it is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.
Yes.
Day of service.
Yes.
And a day of many speeches.
And a day of maybe delayed mail. For some, and some other things like that.
Yeah.
So I believe there's some schools taking off. There's a number of closures. So just...
My husband is off today.
My wife is off as well. So however you're going about your day, either observing the holiday through an act of service or having some time to yourself, however it works, just know what today is and why. And stay safe as well, though, because...
Absolutely. It is dangerously cold.
Yes. Not a keen day to spend outside if you've got some time to yourself.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was a couple things that were scheduled in Milwaukee for this afternoon where they're going to do a cleanup of a neighborhood. And unfortunately, I doubt that that's going to be very successful. You're not going to be able to find anything because it's all buried under snow right now.
Yeah, that's one thing. And I just don't think anybody should be outside longer than they absolutely have to be. So just take care. Make sure you're wearing plenty of layers. I've already heard that frostbite can occur in temperatures that we're experiencing in 15 minutes or less even.
Yep.
So just be safe while you're out and about today.
And with your animals too.
Yes.
We were talking about your dog. Your dog going outside going, "Where am I supposed to go?"
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's higher than me.
Yep. It is Remy height right now. So he kind of looks at the snowbank and he's essentially, he looks back up at either me or my wife and he goes,
"Yeah.
Where do I?" Because I would smartly, and the advice of Kelsey, cleared out a lane for him to use on the back deck to go down to the backyard.
Sure.
And so in the backyard, I cleared a space that is essentially grass level for him.
Yep.
And now anything that's not that, he's essentially, it's kind of, I don't know.
Not doing it.
Prima donna is, with lack of a better term, I guess, for the little guy. But he is essentially, unless I have that treatment, I don't want to go to the bathroom anywhere else. So he waited yesterday until we got back from some friend's house.
Yep.
So, but he's very well trained in that regard.
Well, that's good. Yes. So be careful. We're going to have Brittany Merlot on a little bit later on. She's going to join us at 11:21 just to talk about how long this cold snap is going to last. And then you had said, Luke, you heard that next week we're going to get rain?
That's what I saw. Somebody was mentioning in the forecast rain possibly next week. So, you know, just never a dull day here in Wisconsin weather news.
That's for sure. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit later on about the Packers' incredible smackdown of the Cowboys, 48-32. It's just astonishing.
And that score isn't even telling the full story.
No, it's not, because it looks like it was a much closer game than it was.
Yes.
And then coming up at 11:06... should call it Critter Corner or something, because I just, I like animals. John Gilbert is the Biological Services Director with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. And we're going to talk about, for the first time in a century, they have found martens, a small mammal.
Yeah.
On Madeline Island.
I didn't even know we had martens here in Wisconsin.
We didn't for a while. Yeah. They went extinct, and then they tried to reintroduce them, and now apparently there's some martin action going on.
The population is growing.
It is growing. There still aren't a lot of them, but we will talk to John Gilbert about the martin and why it's important and what does this mean ecologically and all those kinds of things. That is coming up at 11:06. But as we mentioned, today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and the Dr. Martin Luther King Justice Coalition is going to be honoring today three groups that are working for Palestine-Israeli peace in the nonviolent tradition of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So these include the Milwaukee Jewish Voice for Peace, the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition, and UWM and MU Students for Palestine. They are also going to have some speakers there who personally knew or worked with Dr. King. So this is happening today. The program starts at 1 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Church at 1927 North Bell Phillips Avenue. This is in Milwaukee. And then they're going to have, after the speeches, they're going to do a short march to Dr. King's statue that's in the 1700 block of King Drive. That starts at 2:30. So it's going to be short if you're going to take part. It's because it's cold.
Yeah, and again, bundle up if you are taking part, because those temperatures are not a joke.
No, it's very dangerous, seriously, for all of us. And again, Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, will be joining us a little bit later on to talk about how long this is going to last and what is going to come next. Enjoy the day today, as we've been saying. And if you can, do some service, do something for somebody else, do a little reading. I heard a wonderful caller on Earl's program right before we came on the air who talked about the library that she's putting together for her granddaughter. A lot of the books that they're banning right now, and including some of the works of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., because it's important.
Yeah, and it goes beyond just sharing a quote here or there today. Like that's whoever's sharing just the quotes and not, you know, living the words of those quotes in day in and day out, that should tell you something on seeing who's going to be observing Martin Luther King's legacy today.
Yeah.
Of all days.
Of all days, absolutely. All right, moving along. This is good news. This is definitely good news. The Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin, enrollment now has reached a new record nationally and here in the state. Through December 23rd, 254,482 Wisconsin residents have signed up for insurance on the healthcare.gov portal. This exceeds the previous record set in 2017, when more than 242,000 people signed up for coverage. So you can what? It's tomorrow is the deadline.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Open enrollment ends tomorrow at healthcare.gov. So if you don't have coverage, check it out.
Yeah, take a look. You don't have to buy a plan. But there are affordable options on the exchanges that are available, and more Wisconsinites than ever have been taking advantage of that service provided to them through the Affordable Care Act.
And the more people that are in the exchanges, the price gets lower.
That was the whole point.
That was the whole point.
Yep, whole point of it. So more people nationally than ever before. More people here in the state of Wisconsin than ever before utilizing healthcare.gov.
And you had found a quote from Dr. King talking about healthcare.
Yes. And so this from back a speech that Dr. King gave in Chicago back on March 25th, 1966.
66.
Yes. So long time ago, but still an issue that we're facing here in this nation. We are concerned about the constant use of federal funds to support this most notorious expression of segregation. King was speaking of our healthcare system here in the United States, continuing on in the quote, "Of all the forms of inequality, injustice in healthcare is the most shocking and most inhumane because it often results in physical death."
And we've seen those numbers.
Yeah.
We've seen how communities of color are affected without decent access to healthcare.
Yes.
And, it's something that should concern all of us. It absolutely is. As you mentioned, Luke, provisions in the 2021 American Rescue Plan extended in the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act have expanded the income tax credits, cutting the cost of health insurance through healthcare.gov. 89% of Wisconsin residents who enrolled last year qualified for those cost savings.
9 out of 10.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And that is a tangible difference that Wisconsinites are seeing in their day-to-day life for being able to have access to that care.
And keep in mind as well, there is one party that says that they need to, we're going to replace it.
Well, they want to replace it or repeal it. And then you elect them and then you give them the chance to tell you what the alternative is. But we still haven't gotten that healthcare plan yet. It's been a little bit more than 2 weeks, but.
Yes, but when the Republicans were in office, yes, had the White House and all three branches of government, it was always going to be 2 weeks. We're going to have a better plan. We're going to have a better health care than Obamacare. And that never, in the 4 years that Donald Trump was in office, that never materialized, kind of like infrastructure week.
And we're one of 10 remaining states here in the state of Wisconsin that have yet to, through the Affordable Care Act, expand Badger Care here in Wisconsin, like so many other states around the nation have, and not just Democratic states, Republican states as well. Purple states, red states, blue states. A lot of states have taken advantage. 40 out of the 50 states have taken advantage of the Affordable Care Act. Expanding Badger Care here in Wisconsin is something we could do, but we still haven't yet because of that same stance on the issue.
In Wisconsin, 13 health insurers offer coverage on the market. The Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance has a webpage that you can check out to find health insurance providers in every county that serves individuals who are buying health care coverage. So, again, I just think that's definitely a positive. Our health care system remains, it's a mess.
Yeah.
It is. It's a mess.
It can constantly be improved. There's room for improvement throughout the whole system, and acting like just kicking millions of Americans and more than 250,000 Wisconsinites off of the plans that they have now without actually having something in place to be able to replace it with is a scary thought, to think that there are some politicians around the state and the country that are motivated to do that.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you want to check in with us over the course of the show. And if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can always leave a comment there as well, talking about the fact that more and more Wisconsinites have signed up for the Affordable Care Act, over almost 250,000. That set a new record, and that's a great thing. It's a good thing for all of us. If everybody can have their healthcare needs looked after, even though it's not perfect, it's better than being insuranceless, because that affects all of us. It really does. Ultimately, it affects all of us. Okay, when we return, this makes me laugh. We talked about this last week, Luke.
Yep.
Dictionaries are dangerous. We got to be banning dictionaries now.
You got to secure them to the shelf so they don't fall off,
well,
right?
Definitions.
Definitions.
Definitions are dangerous.
Oh, no.
And now a person I would not have expected is very upset that his book has been banned in Florida. Oh, it's so delicious. We'll have all the details. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every night on my knees I pray, dear Lord, hear my plea. Don't ever let another take her love from me. Oh, surely God, her love is heavenly. When I'm
locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jane Matnier, Luke Mathers coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Good morning if you're listening in Oshkosh on WISS. You can always join us if you want to call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We were talking about the Affordable Care Act, and almost 250,000 Wisconsin residents are now in the plan. Deadline is tomorrow, so if you don't have health insurance yet, you can still enroll healthcare.gov. Go take a look and see if there's a plan that is going to work for you. We have Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
So I don't want to talk about the current topic, but I do want to say something. I called in last week, and what did I tell you guys? I told you guys the Packers were going to be Dallas. And you guys were all unsure about it, but the Packers beat Dallas.
They smoked Dallas, Stephen.
Yeah, I was watching on my TV last night, and I was doing the opposite of throwing my jerseys away. I was actually finding picture frames to put my jerseys in after the performance last night. It was a smoker, and the real test comes this week, I think, against San Francisco, but if we can beat San Francisco, mark your calendars for February, because Green Bay, here we come to the Super Bowl.
All right. You were right, Stephen. We give it to you. I certainly didn't think.
I wasn't expecting
what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm a diehard Packer fan, and they didn't disappoint last night. So you guys keep warm and talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stephen. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Our friend Andrew from Maine, when we were talking about the Affordable Care Act, why would Wisconsin want to be like everyone else besides the GOP values thinking for themselves and not just doing what the people want to see get done?
Well, the GOP in North Carolina, which is a Republican-led state, just expanded their equivalent in a what was once considered a purple state, but I would say more of a red state.
Absolutely.
Down there in North Carolina, at least certainly more conservative-leaning than Wisconsin is. And
they did it.
They did it. Why can't we do it, too?
Well, that's like medical. Iowa did it.
Yeah.
Medical Mississippi. Marijuana.
Mississippi's done medical marijuana.
Our Republicans are individuals, Luke. They don't just jump on the train.
They march to the beat of their own drum.
Yes, they do. They have their own things that they know are better. All right, we talked about this last week. The Escambia County School District in Florida has at least temporarily removed more than 1,000 titles from its shelves because those books have been, quote, alleged to contain pornography or obscene depictions of sexual conduct, unquote. These books include Bill O'Reilly's Killing Jesus, A History, and Killing Reagan, The Violent Assault That Changed a Presidency.
He has a couple other categories that are killing, and that was the title that he went with a lot. He would talk about
killing democracy,
killing JFK, I think, is one of those ones. How come that one didn't get pulled? Just killing Reagan?
Yeah.
And Jesus?
I'm not sure what the reasoning was. When he was reached for comments on Friday by Newsweek magazine, Bill O'Reilly said, "This is absurd. It's preposterous. When DeSantis signed the book law, I supported the theme because there was abuse going on in Florida. There were far-left progressive people trying to impose an agenda on children. There's no doubt about it. The state has an obligation to protect children. But the wording of the law was far too nebulous. So that law needs to be tightened up. Governor DeSantis needs to come out publicly and say, this is insane. We're not going to cooperate with this, and we're going to investigate the people who did it." Bill O'Reilly still supports the law, but says removing his books is an abuse.
Yes.
That is an abuse of the law.
That's just a while. Again, it's just one of those, I like it when it doesn't affect me, but as soon as it affects me,
this is abuse.
Yeah, I don't support that.
I think this is hilarious.
What other books do you think could possibly, through this review start? There's going to be more of this, I believe. There's going to be more of people that have books out that support, quote unquote, support this law and its theory. They want to see the censorship. They want to see these libraries be scrutinized. But then as soon as their book gets pulled, I have a feeling Bill O'Reilly's not the last one to start complaining about that. So there's going to be more.
Oh, I think so, too. Bill O'Reilly says, "I want to emphasize the fact that there are abuses in certain school districts that harm children. There are materials that are inappropriate, and those materials have to be specifically included in the law with language that is very specific." He also said,
"Small government."
He also said, "This will not stand." You tell him, Bilbo. You tell him.
Honestly, when you floated this and you're like, "Did you hear about Bill O'Reilly?" I was like, "Wait, that
who?
He's still around? Like, he's still making news?" Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Still writing books.
Still writing books, apparently, and writing books that are getting banned in Florida schools.
Wow. I'm sure Ron DeSantis will personally take Bill O'Reilly's books and put them back on the shelves.
We'll see. He's a little, I believe he's on the ground in the cold, cold tundra that is here in the Midwest with what's going on today.
Iowa. Iowa caucuses today.
Yeah. So I have a feeling he's going to have his hands tied a little bit more busy with that than too concerned about what books are not being banned back in his home state of Florida.
Speaking of Iowa and the caucuses going on today, I just wanted to mention that Donald Trump, over the weekend, did mention how important it is for folks to get out and vote, and essentially said, "I don't care if you're sick as a dog, you have to vote. If you die later, it's worth it."
I think that message is only to his caucus supporters, though. If anybody else is
sick, that's a broad encouragement to go vote.
I don't think that's just the former president trying to, boost civic engagement. I think he's more or less to his supporters saying, "I need every single last one of you. It does not matter if you're on your deathbed. Please go and caucus.
And do it for me."
Yes.
And do it for me.
But if you want to caucus for somebody else, stay home. That would probably be, what he's not saying in the quote, but what he's saying behind the scenes.
Well, just know that your well-being is really important to him.
But
your health and your security.
If you are listening and you're an Iowa caucus goer, please be safe while you're going out.
Absolutely.
And about. Because again, these conditions, I think I saw somewhere, coldest Iowa caucus date in recorded history.
Seriously.
Since they started writing it down. So that's a long time ago. Des Moines Register, that's a good paper of record out there in Iowa. I have a feeling that they've been recording temperatures since it's always
most likely
this time
of
year. So before they were writing down the temperatures, this is the coldest one since then.
Be safe, everybody. Yes. Just overall be safe. When we return, we have news coming up next. Election news that dropped, again, late on Friday. This is the way things work now.
Friday, instead of before a holiday and before a, record snowfall.
Exactly.
So
all those details on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report, The Iowa Caucuses.
CBS News projects former President Trump wins the caucuses.
We're going to drill, baby, drill right away. Yeah. Drill, baby, drill. We're going to seal up the border. Because right now we have an invasion.
CBS News projects Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will play second at the Iowa caucuses. CBS's Matt Piper in Iowa says abortion motivated many voters.
Most Iowa Republican caucus voters said they favor a nationwide ban on all or most abortions, and those voters went for Donald Trump. Nikki Haley, who has attempted to moderate her message on abortion, ran close behind Trump among those voters who oppose a national ban.
Vivek Ramaswamy suspended his long-shot campaign after a fourth-place finish and endorsed Donald Trump. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are to be put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The High Court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. Public health experts say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are in the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Windchill advisory continues thanks to wind chills around 25 below zero and that gusty west wind. Mostly cloudy skies, lows near the 10 below mark. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, just barely above zero, and the wind chills as cold as 20 to 30 below. Right now, it's 5 below.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
trying to do it right.
Good, good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Luke Mathers, coming to you live from our studio in Chile, downtown Waukesha. It's freezing in here.
Yeah, the door was frozen shut when I got here this morning.
It's so cold.
It was, yeah, it was something else.
Be careful today, seriously, for the next couple of days. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, next hour at 11:20 to find out how long we're going to have this super dangerous cold snap and how long that's going to last. So stay tuned for that. Right now, I want to do a little housekeeping. We were talking about Bill O'Reilly upset now that two of his books have been banned in a school district in Florida, along with 1,000 other books. And he thinks it's just outrageous that his book would be banned. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I would laugh for days if and when Ron DeSantis' future autobiography gets banned by this same law.
Do you think Ron DeSantis in that autobiography will ever write anything, you know, too scandalous in there, though?
No.
He and his wife, I believe, got married at Disney. Like, that's their relationship. And then he went and was the crusader against Disney, very ironic.
Well, taking on the mouse, never a good idea.
Never. But I can't imagine that he feels very vanilla pudding. And so, I don't know.
With his fingers, yes.
Well, yeah, that's his chosen method of consuming the pudding. But I don't know if there's anything that he would put in an autobiography that would, you know,
that would be bannable.
Yeah.
Probably not. Another texter from the 608 says, I think the whole reason we don't have medical marijuana in Wisconsin is because of the liquor lobby. Our politicians count on their money. We will see. I don't dispute that, although it's been interesting. If you've read different articles about it, some say that it's not necessarily the Tavern League or the Tavern Lobby that's keeping medical marijuana and recreational marijuana from happening in Wisconsin. We will see what happens, again, whether or not anything serious is going to be offered.
It'll be interesting. Sounds like it's just one of those things that everybody's not on the same page for. So
not quite.
Yeah, not quite.
Yeah, not quite. Okay, moving on. A Dane County judge ruled on Friday that Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf is legally in her position as a holdover, even though her term expired last summer. Judge also said state law does not compel the six commissioners to appoint a new chief election official.
Yeah. So it's kind of one of those, we were struggling over this, right, Jane?
We didn't
necessarily see immediately eye to eye on it, right?
No, we didn't, because when Frederick Prenn,
former Wausau dentist,
sat on the DNR board for 2 years after his term had expired, and I called him a bad carton of cottage cheese because he was staying long past his expiration date.
Yes.
And so.
And I agree with you there.
Essentially, though, this is the same scenario though now with Megan Wolf.
Similar, but I wouldn't say the same. And that's where I kind of disagreed with you.
Okay.
Because, yes, Frederick Prenn decided to, for political gain, coordinate with the members that would confirm his replacement. Like that, Frederick Prenn was talking to staffers in state Senate offices and lobbyists that come before the state to determine what environmental law is. And he was saying, hey, I know that if I leave, the makeup of this board is going to change.
Right.
So I'm not going to leave. And as long as you guys don't have any intention of confirming my outgoing predecessor, I don't have to worry about it. We can just hold this majority for as long as we see fit. And they let it work its way through the courts. And that's how this established law now that is being referenced.
Now it's precedent.
Yes. It's the Prenn precedent of overstaying your welcome, because you don't want to see the change occur on whatever board. So this is for any governor appointment, either the Natural Resources Board, the Board of Regents. There was tons and tons. reporting around the state of Wisconsin had Governor Tony Evers in his second term now, almost 2 years into his 2 years into his second term now, saying that he has somewhere from like 150 to 200 different appointments that the state Senate has just not confirmed.
They're still sitting on those.
They're playing this game, the Pren game of just, well, we'll overstay our welcome. But that's not exactly what happened with Megan Wolf. Megan Wolf is appointed not by the governor, but by the Wisconsin Elections
Commission.
And so the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is what replaced here in Wisconsin, our former government accountability board,
right,
which was lauded around the nation.
Yes.
It was good government.
And until it wasn't.
Former Scott Walker didn't see it that way.
Right.
And so they changed it. The Republicans in the legislature and former Governor Scott Walker changed it.
Got rid of the GAB.
Yep.
And established the WEC.
Correct. And all of a sudden, it's a 3-3 commission that appoints and confirms Megan Wolf or whoever the chair of that elections commission is. And so Megan Wolf was renowned, nationally renowned for administering elections until the big lie happened in 2020. And all of a sudden, one of the individuals, one of the 10 individuals here in the state of Wisconsin that signed fraudulent paperwork.
Are you referring to Mr. Spindell?
Yes, Robert Spindell, who sits on that commission and is a fraudulent elector that went along with the big lie and said, Joe Biden did not win the state of Wisconsin in 2020. President Donald Trump did, and signed his name to it along with 9 other individuals in this plot to overturn our elections here in Wisconsin. And Robert Spindell now has drummed up the support of the other colleagues, and all of a sudden there was this back and forth on the Elections Commission to say, well, we don't want to reappoint this nationally renowned elections administrator. We're not going to take the cream of the crop here in Wisconsin. We want to play politics over this. We're going to continue the big lie, and we're going to make this fight here. But to their own dismay, now the Frederick Pren rule applies. So Megan Wolf isn't staying over because of politics. Megan Wolf's staying over because she's vehemently qualified to run our state's elections, and she's not cowtailing to the political pressure of a minority
yeah,
of one political party here in Wisconsin. Because there are Democrats and Republicans alike. Like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has said there was no there. In the the 2020 election
fraud, yeah,
right.
If Will says that,
yes, like if Will and then the groups on the others, everybody is in agreement except a very few people that the election here in Wisconsin was done correctly in 2020. But those very few people are still very vocal, and Robert Spindell is one of them.
And now we have to call it a precedent.
There right? You go. It's the precedent.
It's the precedent.
It's the precedent.
After Fred,
I like that.
After Fred Pren. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2020. 844-967.
Party.
There you go. Tom from L.A. is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining the show. What does you want to say?
Good morning, Jane. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Happy MLK Day. I know I'm going to go out and do some charity work today.
Good for you.
For MLK Day. Go Pack go. Win Pack win. We had a great game, and it's a real team victory. And I think anybody that believes in the idea of team, we the people, kind of have a correlation with each other instead of it just being about me, and I. As far as the book thing goes with
Bill O'Reilly,
you know, this is what happens. It's not just going to happen when we lose rights and we lose things little by little. It's not just going to happen to those people that are their friends right now. People out there that say, oh, it'll never happen to me.
Right.
It does. That's the whole idea of what happened to the people. In Nazi Germany, They said, oh, no, it can never happen to me. Well, all of a sudden they ended up in a camp. So I would tell people, be careful, you know, what you're wishing for or what you want to show your fear or hate for, because you yourself sooner or later will be in that same position as those people. So again, what we need to do is we need to spread love, not fear or hate. And I think we have a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers that exemplifies that and exemplifies what team is about. And we have the best coach, as far as I'm concerned, in the NFL. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Really appreciate it. If you want to join us, call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or you can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, talking about the determination on Friday from a Dane County judge that Megan Wolf can stay. She is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It's all good. Thank you, Fred Prenn, setting this precedent.
I'm just going to get tongue-tied when I try to use it, though. That's good. It's good.
That she can overstay.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Essentially, again, there was a vote. Like, there's a lot of different layers of this, and it all builds up. Like, this has been something that Republican lawmakers, conservative members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, outside actors have been building and layering upon since 2020, trying to find a there that didn't exist.
Right.
The whole Michael Gableman saga of him picking fights with Megan Wolf. Like, there has been several different lawmakers that through oversight committee hearings have asked her very, very like questions that have been asked and answered. Like, this is something that should be put to bed. And this term being up for reappointment, essentially, but not really being up for reappointment because there was no vote
to remove
state
her,
law,
right?
To confirm somebody else or to remove her. It's really telling that there are so many. It's a large group, but it's a very, very small minority. Again, like, this is not the core stance of Wisconsinites, but there is a unfortunately larger than it should be group grasping at straws, trying to do whatever they can to try to make hay there. And it's just, it's wild that this is still going on.
Well, and again, now there's this recall effort against Robin Voss.
And he's getting caught up in it that way, too. Again, no other state lawmaker has done more to try to overturn the 2020 election than Robin Voss. And he's still being now
they're going after
recalled.
Him. Yeah, that blows my mind. Don't forget again, folks, Robin Voss approved the $2 million that we paid, the taxpayer paid, to Michael Gableman to essentially travel around and find no evidence of widespread massive voter fraud. So, but yet again, Robin's not doing what this small group wants. And so he's in the crosshairs too.
Yeah. And again, it goes along the same lines as Bill O'Reilly. It's like, yep, you're all for it until, wait, this affects me.
They're coming for me.
I'm not a big fan of this anymore. I no longer support.
That was a terrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah, Frankenstein's monster.
Exactly. You can't control it. All right. When we return, we are going to relish and relive yesterday's Packers crushing.
It's a good one.
Of the Dallas Cowboys. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. She be standing next to me.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different,
but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Luke Mathers, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Good morning, Amory, listening on WLAK. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789-844-96.
Party.
Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. I would love to know how you are feeling today. After yesterday's incredible Packers win over the Dallas Cowboys, 48-32, that doesn't really tell what happened.
No, it was just a trouncing. It was really just taking them from start to finish, just taking care of business, those Green Bay Packers.
I mean, they scored in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, and I think the first drive in a lot of games can set the tone. And there is a kind of a long-standing stance to take when you win the coin toss. Usually you want to defer. Like, the standard is most teams will defer to the second half. They want to be able to set themselves up for a good position if things don't go the way they want to in the first half. That they get the ball to start the second half. And so that's usually what you'll see teams win. When they win the coin toss, they'll say, okay, we're going to defer. I don't know this exact statistical breakdown, but that's pretty commonplace now. Green Bay won the coin toss, and they essentially were like, we want the ball, we're going to score.
We're taking it. We're doing it,
and
baby.
It was off to the races from there. It was tremendous. And they marched down. They ate up a lot of clock right to start, and Aaron Jones rushing for 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, just. What a game for him. Mm-hmm. And what a game for Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It from his first season as a starter, for all of the doubters, all of the Green Bay can't get a third one in a row, to those are large shoes to fill, like, just not even bringing Rodgers into the comparison. Coming into Green Bay as a quarterback, if you just have to live up to Starr and Favre,
that's bad enough.
Those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
And you add Rodgers on top of it, like, the expectations are set. It's a high bar in Green Bay. And that high bar was met when Jordan Love had a perfect passer rating last night in his first career playoff game. It is amazing.
Incredible. The Packers were 7-point underdogs going into this game, unbeaten at home this season, and the number 2 seed in the NFC. And then I've been seeing all kinds of calls for, you know, well, this is it for Mark McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy's out.
Psht.
I hope that's not the case. To me, that feels very much like all of the calls right away for Budenholzer last year after the Bucs made their early departure from the playoffs.
We react so quick. He's got to go.
So fast.
Yeah,
so,
blow it all up.
So quickly. Everybody was, Jordan Love's not the guy. Like, I can't tell you how many clips I heard earlier in this season that was the case. And now you hear them all in playback. And to be fair, there are some very, very jagged Green Bay fans out there that are going and playing. They're going through all of the mentions, all finding the social media, any video clip, anything like that.
and resharing it about how Jordan Love was not the guy. And they're like, oh, are you sure about that?
Really?
Like, are you sure about that? And some of them as recent as like November. Just saying, Jordan Love, not the answer. Move on. It's time to draft another quarterback. Move on, Green Bay. And it's like, you got to sound pretty silly right now.
Absolutely.
But then again, sports are making some people look really silly. Because what Andrew referenced, the throwing out of the jerseys, Skip Bayless threw several jerseys into the garbage can.
Oh, yeah.
His hats, his T-shirts, everything. He was trying to just, he was done because he's a Cowboys fan and he was very disappointed. And sports will sometimes make grown men more often than not, but adults as a whole act a little sillier than they probably should.
A little childlike,
yeah,
perhaps.
Just a little bit.
The other thing I was seeing as the game was going on my Twitter feed was, we want to see more pictures of the owner.
Jerry Jones.
Why can't we see Jerry Jones when they're losing this badly? Come on. Come on, get the cameras on him.
The cameras panned to him pretty often, though, I feel like. I saw him at least twice in that box. He had a, I don't know if it was a pamphlet or something. I don't know exactly what. It was like a
small.
He doesn't
have a gavel?
It was a small piece of paper that he just kept hitting down on the whatever was in front of him from his nice, probably one of the nicest boxes in all of professional sports.
No doubt.
And he was not happy.
Oh.
Not happy.
Oh.
Sorry to ruin your parade.
Yeah, that's really a shame, Jer. I feel badly for you. Love isn't going to win this year's MVP. This is from an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, like Favre did in the 95 season. But it's not a stretch to say he's played like an MVP the last couple of games.
Second in, for the season, he had the second most. He was tied for second for the most passing touchdowns. He had more than 4,000 yards thrown on the year. The numbers are incredible. And the rebuilds, quote unquote, that the Packers were supposed to be in right now is way ahead of schedule.
Well, and how old is Jordan Love?
25 years
He's
old.
He's only 25.
He's 25 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought he was a little older than that. I didn't think he was 30 yet, but
25 years old.
Well,
I believe. I could be wrong. But he's in his mid-20s for sure. Like, I wouldn't say that he's older than 26 if he's not 25.
Another dynasty.
Hey, somehow.
Could be.
There's a secret PDF or probably ancient scroll somewhere in Lambeau Field that, you know, they just once every 17 years, they have to reference it and it works out.
Well done, Packers. Hopefully they will keep this mojo going.
Yeah.
Because they're going to need it next weekend.
Oh, yeah. They're going to need it. If we thought Dallas was a tough test, the San Francisco 49ers. Have been one of the most exciting football teams in the entire league and have been dominant the entire season. So Rodgers had a hard time playing in California. I'm hoping with Jordan,
won't be the same thing.
I think a little bit more, love, and I think we maybe could be okay, but it'll be a test. But you can listen to him on the Civic Media Radio Network across several stations to your green and gold. Kickoff is going to be 7:15 on Saturday evening.
Night.
So Saturday night, you can start tuning into the broadcast here on Civic Media, though, at 5 p.m. to get all of that Packers coverage.
Make sure you download the Civic Media app. Download the Civic Media app. You can listen to all the stations across the network via the app. All right, news is coming up next. And then when we return, John Gilbert is here. We're going to talk about the return of Martins in Wisconsin.
Little critters.
I know, little critters. Critter Corner coming up. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. Coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, we're gonna have a good day.
Tune
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the